Sagt der Mishnah weiter, Masechtes Bava Metzia. Perik Hei, Mishnah Bei, is Hamalves Chaveiroi. If someone loans money to his friend, Lo Yadir, it's usher for the Malva to live Bechatzeri in the courtyard of the Loiv. Remember, the Malva is the lender, and the Loiv is the borrower. The Malva is the one who gives. We've mentioned this several times. When there's a mem at the beginning of a word and it's not part of the Shirish, it usually means the person that's giving. The Makna is the one who sells. The Mishaleach is the one who sends. And the Malva is the one who lends. So, again, how Malva is Chaveira. Somebody loaned money to a friend, Lo Yadir, it is also for the Malva to come and live Bechatzeri in the courtyard of the Loiva Chinam for free. He has to pay rent. For the Loiva to say, no, I'm not going to charge you. So in other words, because you gave me money, therefore I'm not going to charge you, that's ribbis. Vaitra zakta mishna v'la yisker mimenu b'pachais. Not only is it usser to live in his courtyard for free, but let's say he says, okay, I'll pay rent, but not the regular market price, less. The normal rent is $600 a month. Well, this malva is moving into the loiva's chatzar is going to pay $500 a month. Can't do that either. Imnei shehu ribbis. You can't rent from him bepachis for less than the market value. Ibnesha huribis. Now, the truth is there's a nafkamina if this is a courtyard that is normally rented out. If it's a courtyard that's normally rented out, and this person, the malva, the lender, is living there for free or for less than the normal rent, it's ribis. And if they made this up to start with, if the loiva said, do me a favor, give me money, give me a loan, and you can stay in my chatzar for free, or for cheaper than the normal rent, that's mamash ribbis derais. But if it's a courtyard that normally he does not rent out, it's not ribbis min ha-taira, because the loiva isn't really losing anything by the fact that the malva is there, and the malva is not really gaining anything. But it would still be also because it is mechsi karibis. People who see it aren't going to understand it, or they may not understand that this is a courtyard which normally you don't charge for anyway. They're going to say, he lent him money, and now he's staying there without paying. So it may not be real ribbis, but it is mechzi keribbis. We already learned in Mishnah Aleph that min ha-Torah, there's no issur ribbis, only if it's bederech halva. It has to come in the form of a loan. I'm lending you 100, you're giving me back 110. However, midrabanan, it's usur even if it's bederech mekach umemker. Even if you're buying or selling, but somehow I am earning money because you're holding my money, that's also usur, midrabanan. Now, in the previous Mishnah, the case was, where I go to Yankel and I say, I want to buy Paris. I'm giving you the money now. When you get to Paris next week, next month, you'll give me the Paris. So the problem is, what if the price of Paris are higher than it is now? So it turns out I gained by giving him the money earlier. Now we're going to learn the other way around. Yankel gives me his Paris before I have the money. I don't have the money yet. I'm going to pay him late. But because I'm going to pay him late, therefore I'm going to give him more. Let's see our Mishnah. Marbin al hasachar. Suppose I rent out my courtyard. I can charge him more money if he's paying me late. But ve'ein marbin al hamecher. If I'm selling him payrois, I can't charge him more money because he's not paying me on time. Ketzad. So what exactly is the case over here? Hirskurloi, suppose the maskir rented to the sachar. Again, maskir means the person that is renting out, let's say, his courtyard. Right? Schiris means to rent. Mem at the beginning of the word, when it's not part of the Sharish, means from him. Just like the Malva means he's giving money, he's loaning money. The Masker means he's renting the item. The Seicher is the renter, right? That's one of the four Shaimrim. There's the Shaimer Chinam, there's the Shaimer Seicher, there's the Shail and the Seicher, the one who rents. So Hiskerloi, the Masker rents to the Seicher es Chatzeri, his courtyard. The Amalai, and the renter, the Masker, says to the Seicher, to the tenant, how much is the rent going to be? It depends. If you're giving it to me now for the entire year, then you can have this courtyard for 10 sloyim for the year. But if you don't want to prepay the entire year, you want to pay each month, the end of the month you're going to pay me, then it's besela l'chaydesh. It's a seller for each month. And being that there are 12 months in the year, not 10, so the tenant is obviously going to be paying two more sloyim because he doesn't have the money to pay at the beginning of the year, or he doesn't want to pay at the beginning of the year. Zok detanim mutter. It's okay. It's okay to pay 12 sloyim and pay it at the end of each month. I, the owner, is getting two more slayim, we don't look at it that way. We say be'emes the price is a seller per chaydash. But if the tenant's going to prepay the entire year at the beginning, which really doesn't have to do, so the landlord is so thankful that he's meichel 2 months' rent. And it's okay to bring down the price of the schirus because you're getting paid earlier. This works by a rental because there's a rule that schirus einem mishtalemes el lebesayf. If I rent your house, if I rent your boat, if I rent your bicycle, if I rent your car, if I rent your lawnmower, the halach is I don't owe you the money till the schirus is over. If I rented it for a month, I owe you the money at the end of the month. If I rented for a day, I owe you the money at the end of the day. If I rented for the hour, I owe you the money at the end of the hour. Schirus einem mishtalemes ela lebesayf. So in this case, if I rented for the year, when do I owe him the money? Either at the end of the year or at the end of each month. That's the real value. If I'm paying you at the beginning of the year for the entire year, we don't look at this as ribbis. We merely say that the landlord is meichel 2 months' rent because this person is doing something out of the ordinary. He's giving him the money before he even owes him the money. On the other hand, meichel le'yasadeyu, if he sells him his field, the amaloi, and the meicher says to the lekeach, the meicher is the seller, the lekeach is the buyer. And he says to him at the time of the sale, how much the field is, depends when you give me the money. Im me'ach shavat tenoisni, if you're giving me the money now, harei shalacha, you can have this field, the 1,000 zuz, for 1,000 zuz. But im le'goyrin, if you don't want to pay me now, but you only want to pay me during the time of goyrin, in other words, when you sell your tfua, when it's all piled up and ready to be sold, then you're going to have money. Oh, I have to wait for then? So then it's b'shnei masar mana. Then it's 1,200 zuz. Remember, a mana is 100 zuz. Zaktatana, this is asar. I cannot take this 1,200 zuz b'shas hagarin. Because that means I'm taking an extra 200 zuz because I have to wait for the money. This field is worth 1,000 zuz. And the normal time to pay is when you buy the field. This deal to pay 1,200 after the tefillah is ready, that's saying I'm going to give you more than the value because you're waiting for the money. That would be ribbis. It would be ribbis midrabanan because it's not derech halva, it's derech mekach memkers through a sale, but you're not allowed to do it. It's still aser. So chazring over what we learned in our Mishnah, we learned, if I give my friend money, if I lend him money, I cannot live in his courtyard for free. Not only that, I can't live in his courtyard for a rent, which is less than the normal amount of rent, that is considered ribbis. Why am I not paying rent? Because he has my money. So he's paying me for the fact that he has my money. That's ribbis. If I'm renting in my courtyard, being that the rule is, schiris einem mishtalemes el lebesayf, normally you only pay for a rental at the end of the month or the end of the year. So he doesn't really owe me the money yet. So if I say to him, if you pay me per month, it's going to be more. But if you pay me up front, it's going to be less. That's okay. What do you mean? Because he's not paying me right away. He owes me the money. He's not paying me right away. So therefore, he's paying more. No. He doesn't owe me the money. The normal thing is you pay at the end. You want to do something which is not normal to pay up front? For that, I'm willing to be meichel 2 months' rent. That we don't view as ribbis. So I can say to him, you pay me up front for the whole year, it's 10 salarim per year. You pay me per month, it's a seller per month. That's not a problem, because the real price is a seller per month. And he only owes the money at the end of the month. He's doing me a favor, he's paying me up front. Fine, so I'm meichel him 2 months' rent. We don't view that as ribbis. But if I'm selling a field, where he owes me the money right away at the time of the sale, and I say, listen, it's 1,000 if you pay me now, 1,200 if you pay me only you have to, after you have the tool when you're going to have money, that's something else. He owes you the money right there and then. He owes you the 1,000. You're saying because you're waiting, he's going to give you more money. This we consider ribbis. Again, not ribbis the oraisa, but it's still aser.